As we enter the gospel, a true story, humorous, I hope, for you. I know it was for me. There was a mother who told me the story who was cooking dinner, and she needed a can of tomato soup to finish the meal. And she had a five-year-old, and I will call him Tommy. And the five-year-old, she said, "Tommy, go into the pantry and get me a can of tomato soup." And he said, "Mommy, it's dark in there." And she said, "Don't worry, it's okay. Go, get it." So he begins to go, and he stops, turns back around and says, "Mommy, it's dark in there." And of course she says, "Don't worry, Jesus is with you." So he goes to the door of the pantry, and he finds himself standing there, and he's about to panic and run away. And then at the door, Mommy hears Tommy say, "Jesus, if you're in there, would you pass me a can of tomato soup?" Now, you'll find that every story I tell has something to do with the gospel. And so the Word of God today is really a profound spiritual journey and a spiritual moment for each of us. It touches every one of us. You know, the apostles were in a boat. Jesus was walking on the water. We heard the story. And they found themselves really afraid. Now, you kind of got to put yourself in their shoes. If you were in a boat and you saw somebody walking on the water to you, what would you do? I mean, you'd say the same thing. It is a ghost. And that's really part of what happens to us in our own lives in different ways. The gospel's really about our fears and our concerns and the things that preoccupy us, that we go back to over and over again. You know, what if my son doesn't do well in school? What if my daughter has a problem? What if these friends of theirs aren't really with us? What if my friends, if we're young people, what if my friends don't really love me and care for me? What do I do, you know, if my father goes off on a trip? There's a lot of different fears that hit us. I know one of the fears that got me in September, or in February, was having been called by the Pope to be the fourth bishop of Biloxi and ending up in the hospital, missing my own ordination. I wasn't there. Neither were you either. None of us were here. Had to postpone it. And I spent the month in the hospital, and it was an illness I didn't expect, I didn't see. I was in the boat with the apostles. And the choice became, is it a ghost or is it Jesus in my life? In other words, does it have meaning in my life, some way or not? And we hear Peter, and it's really amazing, Peter being the first one to speak up after Jesus says, "Do not be afraid, it is I." I mean, why are you guys afraid? And that's a question he asks us. Why are you afraid? Why are you concerned? Why do you have these preoccupations in your lives? It is I. And Peter says, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you to walk on the water." He's really asking a lot. He's saying, "Let me into this miracle of life in a very special way." And so Jesus says simply, "Come, come." What a wonderful grace-filled moment. And I found myself in the same way in the hospital when I was looking at the injuries, the difficulties, the problems. I was sitting in the boat and I wasn't going to leave the boat. But it wasn't until I looked up and I looked into Jesus' eyes that I saw the wondrous grace and love he had for me. And it was not about the illness only. That's where he was present. But it was really more than that. He was in love with me. And that's really what he's saying to each of us. He's in love with us. In all of the preoccupations, all of the problems, all of the difficulties, all of the struggles, call us into being in love with him, even in those difficult moments. So Peter receives the grace, starts walking on the water. Now imagine that, walking on the water. Anybody been able to do that in the church? No. In the seminary, we practice, but you got to work on it. And until you become a bishop, you really don't know where the rocks are, okay? So the Lord really called Peter to more. But you notice when he took his eyes off of Jesus, that's when he started stinking. And I found the same thing in the hospital. When I took my eyes off the Lord, and I would do a Divine Mercy every morning, it was a wonderful chant, lovely, and do a rosary every morning. But when the difficulties of the day hit, that's when I began to sink into the water again. And I realized I had to look up. I had to let the Lord touch my life in such a way that he would raise me up and take my hand. Because I would say in those moments, Lord, save me. That's what we really are called to do. Save me, Lord. In those moments that are really problematic for us, those moments that are really a struggle, those moments that are a test of faith. God, why did you let my mother or father die? God, why did you do this or that in our lives? And it's really an invitation to take Jesus' hands and let him love us back into the boat to be safe. And the disciples were led to that. Because at the end of the gospel, we hear them say, behold, this is the Son of God. Each moment in our lives is calling us to that. Whether we're standing with Tommy at the dark pantry, waiting for Jesus to hand us tomato soup, or whether we're in the hospital, or we have a difficulty in family, or we're struggling with something, his love is there. He calls us to look him in the eye, let him love us into being, and take his hand, and he will bring us to him in great love. In this Eucharist, let's celebrate that. Let's open our hearts to that. Let's let the love of Christ touch us in such a way that whatever grace we need, he will give to us.